This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My husband is ready to lead this great nation. He's ready to fight every day to give our children the better future they deserve.
Melania Trump, one of the stars on the convention floor on the first day of the Republican convention. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. She wasn't the only one. There were several others who also took to the stage. Outside, there were protesters, Democratic protesters, who had signs with Trump and lines written through the middle of it. I don't think this is a surprise because there was going to be protesters outside of both conventions, and it seemed calm enough. There weren't any specific incidents. Let's put it that way. Joining us from Cleveland, he's covering the RNC convention, is Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Hi, Justin. How are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here. How are you?
Good. We just played a little bit of Melania Trump saying he's never going to let you down, talking about her husband, Donald Trump. How did she go over?
This is actually pretty interesting, and this is kind of a breaking story right now. If you're watching your Twitter feed, initially the speech was very well received, but we are actually having a lot of people pointing out right now that it looks like she actually lifted significant sentences from Michelle Obama's 2008 convention speech when she delivered it. I'm actually telling the truth here. Some of the words that she said in her speech were, going through the transcripts of 2008, actually the exact same kind of remarks. She said, to know that the only limit is the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work for them. That was something that Michelle Obama said in 2008, and there's about one word changed in the speech this evening. There's other instances of her saying in the speech essentially that, I'm trying to find the exact phrase here, that your word is your bond and you do what you say you're going to do, that you treat people with dignity and respect. That was also, something that appeared in Melania's speech tonight with a couple of words changed. So that's probably going to be, sort of driving the conversation tomorrow when we speak about this, these remarks tonight.
All right, so the question is, did Melania or speechwriters lift heavy parts of what you're saying is exactly what Michelle Obama said back in 2008? How about that reaction? 855-266-5283. There's going to be, I'm sure, printed versions of that will show you both speeches. And so you're right, there's going to be a lot of reaction about Melania Trump, who, as you said, went over well at first. But what's the reaction going to be like once more people start to be made aware of that? Who else spoke?
Tonight we also had Rudy Giuliani giving a very impressive barn-burning speech. He went very aggressively against President Obama, made the case for, Trump as president, essentially really fulfilled the theme of the evening, which was to make America again, and also essentially said that this could very well be the last election, saying that this is the last chance, essentially, to save America, and just giving a very bombastic speech on that front. We also had Michael Flynn speaking tonight. He was a former director of intelligence under Obama. He was somebody who came out tonight and made the case that the president has let the people down when it comes to terrorism and whatnot. We had a speech from one of the victims of Benghazi's mother, which went over very well in the convention room. And then, of course, we had Donald Trump giving a short 28-word statement tonight when he appeared on stage in a very dramatic fashion, essentially walking out of a fog machine of sorts, much like, sort of a professional wrestler or whatnot, to introduce Melania. So we are having the final speakers of the evening go on tonight, but it overall has been a pretty you know, interesting opening for the convention, and their theme, of course, which is to make America safe again. We are going to have some similar themes as the week progresses. We're going to have Make America Work Again. We're going to have Make America Whole Again, Make America One Again. These kind of themes that are going to be setting the tone for each of these meetings.
How about this? Also, there was Donald Trump saying that the fact that Governor Kasich isn't there is an embarrassment and is a big mistake. I would imagine there was some conversation over that.
Yeah, you know, and it's actually kind of interesting. John Kasich is in Cleveland. He's meeting with a number of state delegations. And he actually stopped by a party that was hosted tonight by Ellen Ratner at, you know, sort of a few steps away from the convention center, but has not set foot in the convention center itself, which means that he is actively going out of his way to essentially avoid appearing over there this evening, and something that has really fueled a lot of the criticism that essentially he's acting sort of petulant. We've had some members of the campaign say that he is being a bit of a sore loser. That's being thrown around quite a bit. But it does look like he is going out of his way to make sure that he is not going to be appearing at the convention, despite the fact that he is still having a bit of a role when it comes to meeting with the Republicans who are on the ground.
Wow. So Ellen Ratner, our pal, held a party. Who else was at that party that you were rubbing elbows with?
We had the lieutenant governor. We had a good number of people from the Republican Party, some big names who have been there for quite some time. You know, some people who also are serving with the Trump campaign, I think if they knew that there was going to be an appearance by John Kasich, I'm not sure if they would have shown up. That was sort of a surprise for a lot of people. And we also had Superman, who Ellen Ratner would be very quick to tell you was created in Cleveland. She oftentimes incorrectly says that Superman was born in Cleveland, despite the fact that, according to canon, he was born on Krypton and then grew up in Kansas. But I guess the creators there, were from Cleveland, so there was a fun little photo booth there, and that was just a really, really good kind of close of the main events of the day.
All right, I love it. Justin Duckham, thanks so much for checking in with us.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So Melania praising Donald Trump's credentials at the RNC, and now, as Justin mentioned, on Twitter at least, a lot of people are comparing parts of her speech to what Michelle Obama had to say in 2008. There were protesters, but as I mentioned, there weren't any problems with the protesters that we could see of. Monday was all about making America great again or safe again, because there was a lot of conversation about what's been going on with the police in and also African Americans in this country, in light of some things that have happened both in Dallas and Baton Rouge and in Minneapolis too as well. So it seemed like that was part of the theme because of the people that also spoke. Pat Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, who was killed during the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, was also there and says Hillary Clinton deserves to go to jail for her role in what took place there. So she was one of the many, many people who spoke. Also, Mary Mendoza and Sabine Durden and Jamil Shaw, who were identified on the TV screens as victims of illegal immigration, they spoke of loved ones killed by people who were in the U.S. without authorization. And they said a vote for Hillary is putting all of our children's lives at risk. So there were other parts of the convention that, and other speakers that talked about specific areas that Donald Trump would trump, pardon the pun, Hillary Clinton. Stay with us.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebid.com. That's brightsidebid.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Donna's intends to represent all the people, not just some of the people. That includes Christians and Jews and Muslims. It includes Hispanics and African Americans and Asians and the poor and the middle class.
All right, more of Melania Trump talking about her husband and who he embraces. The emphasis on the convention is also, some of it is on, as I mentioned, immigration as a national security issue. Also, the war against terror abroad, concerns about what's happening here at home, immigration-fueled crime would be on the agenda. Among Monday night speakers, I mentioned a couple of them, family members of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, which was just awful. How many times did I talk about that on this show and talk to relatives, too? Back in 2010, he was killed as a result of that gun-running sting. Remember Operation Fast and Furious? So that was also highlighted this in this first day of the convention. You had former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who told delegates in one of the biggest speeches of the night that Hillary Clinton's experience is exactly the reason she should not be president of the United States, and that her experience is the basis for her campaign. You also had Tom Cotton, a senator from Arkansas, who said, "Our warriors and their families don't ask for much, but there are a few things that we would like," and he said, "a commander-in-chief who speaks of winning wars and not merely ending wars. We'd also like a commander-in-chief who calls the enemy by its name, a commander-in-chief who draws red lines cautiously but enforces them ruthlessly." And here's what Chris Christie said when he had his moment on the floor.
"The way I'm going to approach this is the way I would have always approached it, which is my job is to help him get elected."
There you go. So Chris Christie, you know, there was a lot made about his choice of Mike Pence, the governor of Indianapolis, Trump's choice for his VP, and not Chris Christie, and how upset Chris Christie was. But no, he was there in the background. The thought is, anyway, that if Trump were president, that perhaps Chris Christie would be the attorney general. So a lot of interesting moments, a lot of buzz over what, you know, what took place, what was talked about, and then there'll certainly would be more of the same, of course, as we roll into day two. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Let me flip the numbers at you again, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's take a couple, and boy, do we have a full email bag, too. I will promise you we will get to that as well at the end of this hour. Dan from the great state of Texas joins us. Hello, Dan. How are you? I think we can get to Dan. Dan.
Hello. Speak up a little louder.
Hello.
Hello.
We got you. We have you.
I am shocked, mind you, that Justin Duckham is not a Trumpist. Oh, my God. The world will end.
He said it sarcastically. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about stuck in the mud with the rest of the scum of the earth. Dustin needs to have a mind transplant. I just got through with the most fantastic ribs with my special sauce and baked potatoes with butter and greeny beanies and bread with butter dessert. Talk about plum larping. I could only eat 1.5 ribs. These things are monster thick and juicy and tender, and I am a fabulous, fabulous cook. I don't mean to brag, but baby, I live in so good.
I love that. I don't mean to brag. Yeah. Perfect. I love it.
Well,
that sounds good, boy. Ribs are good.
I think tonight was a nice opening. And as far as Melania using words that Obama's have used in the past or anybody else, look, there's a shortage of words in the lexicon. There's only 50 billion of them. Sooner or later you're bound to repeat one of them or here or there or two, you know. So what? The Democrats are doing everything they could with all the news media. I've been watching them all night. They all try to show that they are stars, that they matter, that they have some relevance. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are has-beens, washed up, and just hanging on by the bare thread. Their ratings are down, they're down, and they tell each other, we're doing great, we're doing great, we're doing great. But it's a hollow echo. And that's what's going on out there, baby. I'm telling you, this is going to be an ass-kicking, and Hillary is the football.
Oh, that's funny. I think it's interesting. It's good. Thanks, Dan. I think it's good to see the platform. I think it's good to see what, you know, to hear, and just like you will with the Democrats, what the setup is. Here's what I intend to do. Here's what people are talking about. Here's some examples of what's, you know, what's not working, what's broke, what I think I, not think, here's what I'm going to do. So that was smart, actually, the theme the first day. You know, even the Democrats would say that because they're going to be doing a similar thing. If I'm orchestrating it, that's exactly what I'm doing. And it's, you know, it doesn't take a genius to know that immigration is going to be heavy on Trump's list, because this is one of the things that first really broke him, I think, into the homes of a lot of Americans who were furious with some of the horrific things that had happened. People had been killed and crazy things that had happened because of people who were in the country illegally, whatever crime it was. So that the fact that they're highlighted, again, is not a surprise. It's what you do at a convention. Absolutely. As far as the news media, I mean, listen, is the news media slanted in any direction? Do we have news media slanted to the right and then to the left? Of course we do. Of course we do. And that's what you'll see, and it'll come out with the Democrats too. The bottom line is, I think the convention is good for seeing the true colors, perhaps, of some that are speaking? In other words, do they feel authentic? Does it feel authentic what they're saying? Are you getting something from it you didn't know? What, you know, what is it that you see that draws you to the party, the people speaking, you know, whatever it is? So the convention rules, by the way, have infuriated some people, because one of the things heading into this is that the rules that were approved were pretty tight. And this, of course, this is on purpose, because, you know they want a tidy convention, not a messy convention, because the object is to get Donald Trump elected and to not have a fury, you know, a flurry of problems. So they adopted some rules on Monday. There was a protest from some anti-Donald Trump delegates on the first day, and the anti-Trump forces were hoping to challenge the rules that bind delegates to vote for the presumptive Republican nominee as part of a last-ditch effort, if you will, or bid, to disrupt his road to the nomination. But Arkansas Congressman Steve Womack put the rules to a vote twice and said they were then approved by voice. So there were some loud objections, people shouted roll call vote. There was a showdown that ended the Never Trump movement, but also showed some of the divisions that are there in the party. The delegates were hoping for a state-by-state vote on the rules that bind the delegates to back Trump. Utah Senator Mike Lee said, "I have no idea what's going on right now." He was someone who helped lead the uprising. He said it is surreal. So following the votes, almost all of the Colorado and half of the Iowa delegates walked out. Former Virginia Attorney General, the Attorney General, and members of the state's delegation were screaming shame when there was the vote. And they say the RNC violated the rules, but it didn't matter at the end of the day. Nothing has changed here. So the anti-Trump delegates did not get heard if they were hoping to get heard. Reince Priebus, who is the RNC chair, said, "If they want a kumbaya moment, why can't we have a little drama?" You know, so that was one of the North Dakota delegates talking about Reince Priebus. And some people were even calling for Priebus to resign. Priebus took all of that in stride. Of course, he's the guy who's got to pull all the strings and pull it together, as I mentioned. So pretty interesting stuff. All right, more sounds from the convention coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
If you want someone to fight for you and your country, I can assure you, he's the guy.
I have called on Hillary Clinton to drop out of the race because she put our nation's security at extremely high risk with her careless use of a private email server.
All right, so lots of conversation on the floor. That was Michael Flynn, the retired lieutenant general, who spoke during the opening day of the Republican National Convention. Also before that, Melania Trump. He called for Clinton to quit the race and go to prison, pretty much. He said Obama's soft power approach has led to terror. He was somebody that was on the short list as potential VP running mates for Donald Trump. A lot of people thought he was going to go in this direction of the retired lieutenant general, who gave a very passionate speech without a question on the stage. He might have had one of the more fiery approaches, I think, in what he had to say. And most of it centered around Hillary Clinton, terror, the problem that we're having with terror, and how the United States is being perceived. He called on her several times to quit the presidential race, just saying she's disqualified herself for mishandling classified information. And the night focused pretty much on denting Hillary Clinton, the first former First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State. So he said he accused her of costing the lives of, you know, the attack in Benghazi, costing lives of comrades. You know what you're saying? You know, he said, you know why we're saying that? We're saying that because if I, a guy who knows this business, if I did a tenth of what she did, I'd be in jail today. A lot of the evening focused on the Libya policy and the 2012 attack in Benghazi. There was a woman at the back of the floor who shouted throughout the evening, Hillary for prison. And General Flynn was serenaded with chants of lock her up. And he diverted his remarks to agree with the cries for that. So it's also interesting, too, the convention itself. The Cleveland Police Union called on John Kasich to ban open carry in areas around the convention for fears of if there were something to happen, do we know what's happening here? Can we, we'll be able to stop it? We'll be able to know who the perpetrators are, who are the bad guys, in other words. And they said that pretty much the head of the police union said that, listen, you look what happened in Baton Rouge. You see what they went through there, and that this is just a failed narrative, and that anybody who's going to have an open carry weapon is going to be treated and looked at in a hostile-type environment where police officers are being ambushed and murdered. Anyone who has an open carry gun, we're going to look at, and we're going to look at very hard. So those comments started, you know, a week ago, and actually even before that, there were people that were saying that that same thing, that this could be just a nightmare if we don't, you know, if we don't do something about this. When you look at what the state open carry laws are, but the Cleveland mayor Frank Jackson told several news media people who were asking him that the city's not going to be asking the governor to suspend the open carry law. It's like he said last week, if we believed there was a cooperative venture that could result in a positive outcome on a temporary basis, it would have happened by now. So that didn't happen. There was no suspension there, temporary ban, whatever, of open carry. Not happening. And I'm not surprised by that, because can you imagine, you want to talk about putting your political acumen on the line. If Kasich had done that, you know, pretty much you can forget it, because that would infuriate so many people there for the very reasons of what I just said. If they knew that that was going to stop something, you know, I can see how it could be worrisome if you had massive throngs of crowds or problems like in Dallas. What it was strange what happened, because yes, you had people who were carrying in a peaceful parade, but you had a psychopathic sniper who decided he was going to go after cops, and that created the drama there. So not even an issue, since it didn't happen. There was no changing of the guard, if you will, as far as policy is concerned on open carry. But there was also no Kasich, as I mentioned, at the top. So the governor, who was on the stage with Donald Trump, competing, I'll call it that, for the job of president, he definitely was, a no-show as far as the convention was concerned. At least on day one, it's not looking as though he's going to make an appearance from what people are saying. In day two, so he pretty much will most likely not be at the convention, but you never know. They're not saying that officially at this point. They're not saying, don't expect the governor to not show up at all. So maybe that happens later in the week. It definitely got a lot of attention. No question about it. The fact that he wasn't there because of what happened with him and Donald Trump, because of his thoughts about Donald Trump, because of what he said, it was a noticeable snub, but it wasn't, I don't think it was necessarily shocking, too, by the way. Moving along to a couple of other stories, and we're going to hit the mailbag in our next segment. There still is massive reaction to what happened in Baton Rouge, and of course there was. It was a horrible, heartbreaking moment, once again, for police officers who are simply doing their job and then either ambush targets, and the ambush side of this is what is particularly disturbing, and the fact that, you know, now you have three police officers dead, others injured, and we can talk about cooperation. We can talk about what's going on in the nation. And I think, you know, that's important. But if we go back to the same thing for me, in light of Baton Rouge, you know, you can't bring back the people who were the victims. Their families are missing people they love because they were ambushed. No hugs, no conversations. No meals, nothing. When it's all said and done, that's what life is like. Has anyone out there ever lost anyone from cancer, from anything? From, of course you have. Have you experienced loss? And then you know that when the dust settles, everyone's sad, they send you cards, they come, they pay respects, they bring food, which is amazing and awesome and, of course, what you need. But then eventually things change because life has to move on, and you're stuck without that very special person in your life. And because somebody decided that they were going to ambush these police officers on a Sunday in Baton Rouge, well, that's where we're at. There are people that are missing people that will have to bury them, that will go through that grieving process. But the sad, sad upshot of it is they're gone. So Gavin Long shot six police officers, killed three of them on his 29th birthday. He legally changed his name, claiming affiliation with some separatist groups, made it clear on a video on YouTube that his ideology was his own. He referred to himself as a freedom strategist. He had recently traveled to Dallas, where the five cops were killed by another sniper who was African-American. And in one online posting, he questioned why some violent acts are perceived as criminal while others are celebrated. He suggested that victims of bullying need to resort to brute force. He said 100% have been successfully through fighting back, through bloodshed. Zero have been successful just over simply protesting. It has never worked. He had a lot of social media going on. He was definitely troubled by the officer-involved shootings based on what he said of African-Americans. He saw himself as part of the counter-revolution and said so. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So, here we are with families that are pulled apart by deranged cowards who are reprehensible. Call them whatever label we want to call them, but in the end, they are killing cops who are trying to protect us. Eventually, at what point do the police departments, does this take a toll on them where they say, I can't walk around with a target on my back? I can't do it. So there are community outreach programs that are happening all over the place, but sadly, as they investigate what happened with Long, it's another outcome of death to people who simply were going to work, trying to protect their community, and didn't come out of it alive. We go to the mail next. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Many of you reacting, in fact, I got some late emails, so many of you reacting to the first day of the Republican convention, so bravo for that. Some of you on your way to work, watching and shooting me the quick email. See, it's just like that. Go to americatonight.net and let me know your thoughts, and bada bing, we will get to that, and we're going to go there in just a second. Day one had to do with Donald Trump, his wife taking the stage on the first night to be there, and Trump taking the stage to introduce his wife. What is interesting is I haven't discussed this, but what is interesting is that he did that, because that doesn't usually happen. I thought it was actually a nice twist, to tell you the truth. So you had all these stories about personal impacts from the attacks on the mission in Benghazi, including the mother of Sean Smith, as I mentioned. You had a U.S. information management officer who died in the attack, who was Sean Smith, and his mother, Pat Smith, was talking about him. You had others that were talking about personal experiences, and this is what you do at conventions, so that's on par there, on course for what normally is done, but you usually never have the husband introduce the wife on the first night, but that's what happened. You know, and she talked about her own story up from bootstraps, basically, of being born in a small town in Slovenia, what it was like to become an American citizen, how this national campaign was like nothing else she'd ever experienced. And, you know, she discussed the different aspects of what made Donald Trump presidential. And probably, and I already mentioned this, one of the speeches that got the most reaction was Rudy Giuliani, who talked about Hillary Clinton, hit hard on Hillary Clinton, especially with Benghazi and Islamic terrorist murders and all of that. He focused on mostly that, for sure. All right, some of you reacted to the first night of the convention, like I mentioned. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Mac Attack Kate. I have to tell you, Melania did really well. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're confused or what it is. Of course, she's a looker. We all know that. She was a model. We know the history of Trump and his wives, and frankly, who cares? But I think she did a pretty darn good job as she approached the podium and talked about quickly her own plight and becoming an American. And she used her 15 minutes well. I thought she looked very much like a first lady. And I think the crowd enjoyed Melania and was pretty supportive of Melania. What do you think? Yeah, I don't think there was... I don't think there was anything that she did or said that made her not seem as though, geez, would this woman be able to pull this off? I don't think so at all. I think it was good that she told her story about, talked about being an American, talked about him. That's how I would have set it up. And there are people that are saying some of her speech sounds like what Michelle Obama said. I have to compare both of the speeches. Justin Duckham, who is with Talk Media News, joined us and said that that was blowing up all over Twitter, and he's right. That was all over the Twitter sphere. There hasn't been too many discussions in mainstream media at this point, and who knows as the breakdown continues what happens there. All right, here's one from Stephen. I've been watching the Republican convention. I have to tell you, I was all ready to just trash it. I am undecided, and I really am. I'm undecided. So I had in the back of my mind it was going to be a circus, a sideshow, but actually it wasn't that at all. It was more focused on the mistakes of Hillary Clinton and people who suffered because of some of the mistakes. And I thought it was pretty decent. Actually, I have to tell you, it was what you would expect from a convention. I don't think it was a sideshow, and I was expecting that. So I have an open mind and an open heart in 2016, and I will be watching the rest of the week. Okay, there you go. That's probably was what the idea was. So what are you expecting? Are you expecting a version of You're Fired? You know, are you expecting a version of Celebrity Apprentice? Of course, that's not going to be what's going to happen on the convention floor. By the way, Donald Trump, who is never shy about going to the Twittersphere, said CNN is the worst. They go to their dumb, one-sided panels when a podium speaker is for Trump. Vast majority want to make America great again. And then he also said networks other than low ratings at CNN have been very fair and exciting. So CNN took a little bit of a punch from Donald Trump, but not the other networks. So he didn't say, you already said in his tweet that the other networks were pretty fair. It's pretty exciting, but not CNN. pretty funny stuff. All right, let's move on quickly. This one from Chad. Kate, I've never emailed the show before. Rest assured, when I'm around, I listen. Sometimes I've even downloaded your show. I think you do a good job. The situation in Baton Rouge is just absolutely sickening. How much more can we take of this in America? How much more do we have to go through until we fix this problem in our communities? How many more disaffected people are going to go nuts and are going to go after the cops? How many people are going to want to be cops in the future? Who are you going to call when you have a problem if you can't call a police officer? Where would we all be? That's something to think about for people who want to completely attack the boys in blue. Amen to that. What would I do? Your car's broken into, something else happens in your life, who do you reach for? Of course, you reach for a cop. In my life, I've dealt with a lot of police officers, and I have police officers in my family. So I've seen it from all angles, from a media angle, I need help. I had a car that was stolen once in Santa Barbara, California. They couldn't have been nicer and treated me better as I was in a panic mode. Not hysteria, but panicked, shocked. And I've seen police officers in horrible situations where they're processing a crime scene when I was a television reporter, and we're waiting, and they're answering questions and talking to people. And I got to know lots of different police officers in this country, and I always salute the police for what they do. And, of course, out of however many thousands and thousands of police officers, are there a few bad apples? Yeah. Are there a few bad apples in any sector in society when you get a group of people together? Hello. But who is going to serve and protect? Who is going to watch out for us? Who is going to answer the call when you have something that's happened to you and you need a police officer? You need someone to document something, whatever it might be. And, I mean, there's your answer. I don't even know who else you would call. Of course, that's who you're going to call. And it is scary to think that maybe some people that are called to serve, protect and serve, might decide not to do it because they're worried, and rightfully so, about what's happening in this country. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Peter. I listen to you in the great state of Illinois. I think you have a lot of listeners here, frankly, Kate. And this is the convention weeks. First we have the Republicans, and then we have the Democrats. And then we'll have the vote. I agree with some of what I've heard you say in the past. Let's go and vote. Let's rock the vote as a whole in this country and stop being such weenies and whiners and not going out to vote. For goodness sake, we live in a free country, not perfect, but wouldn't it be great if everybody went to vote? I second that emotion. I hope a lot of people go out and vote. Absolutely. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.